live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the full capacity protocol has been implemented at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Housing Minister is due to visit Donegal this evening to meet with the MICA Action Group and homeowners affected by the defective block issue. The PSNI are continuing their investigations into an assault on two young men in Strabane on Saturday night. And a Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD says people should be allowed to drive after drinking two alcoholic drinks. Stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Housing Minister is due to visit Donegal this evening to meet with the MICA Action Group and homeowners affected by the defective block issue. Damien English will arrive at the Public Service Centre in Carndonagh this evening at 8:30, and the MICA Action Group are encouraging all homeowners whose homes have been affected to attend. Councillor Albert Doherty says this is an opportunity to show support for the community.
The Minister has agreed to meet with the MICA Action Group and representatives and people whose houses are directly affected. That meeting has taken place in the Public Service Centre in Carndonagh. It's the Minister, I believe, thankfully keeping his word to meet again before the end of the year. And I believe it's an opportunity for the public, for the supporters of all of those families affected by this blight, to say we support our families, we support our community, and we support a redress scheme now, Minister.
And hopefully this meeting tonight will give voice to all those homeowners who are affected and hopefully get some answers.
Yeah, very much so. Like, the expert panel report has been in the public arena now for close on 5 or 6 months. Expert panel's report to deliver on 1 and 2, I believe, may have been delivered by the Minister, but it hasn't had any consolation yet for affected householders. They need assistance, they need it now, and tonight is an opportunity for the Minister to give some indication that there's a positive response, a redress scheme for the affected householders.
The full capacity protocol has been implemented at Letterkenny University Hospital. There were 35 people awaiting inpatient admission at the hospital this morning. Of those, 22 were waiting in the hospital's emergency department. Donal Kavanagh reports.
In a statement this afternoon, hospital management say the emergency department is extremely busy today with a significant number of patients awaiting admission to the hospital. The full capacity protocol has been implemented. All efforts continue to be made to identify patients appropriate for discharge. Management at the hospital are advising people attending the emergency department to expect significant delays, and they're reminding the public to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies and to contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. Letterkenny University Hospital is apologising to all patients and their families for any distress caused as a result of today's delays.
The chairperson of the Good and New Charity Shop in Letterkenny says every cent which has been donated is receipted and banked, and that can be verified by their accountant and by revenue. Emma McDevitt was speaking after the Sunday Times revealed that the charity received over €400,000 more than it spent in the last 2 years. The Good and New Charity drives cancer patients to and from Donegal to Galway on a weekly basis. Speaking earlier in the 9 till noon show, the story's author Mark Tye said that between 2015 and 2016, €815,000 was received, while €390,000 was spent.
We're looking at this in the context, I suppose, that Eamon McDevitt, the chairman of Good and New, has been very public saying, you know, that they need €1,000 a week to keep the bus on the road. We're looking at this fact that over 400,000 more than they'd spent had been raised in the last 2 years. And when we went to Eamon McDevitt and put this to him and said, you know, can you explain what you're doing here and what the money's being spent on, he refused to talk to us, basically.
They are going to give an explanation later in the week, we're being told now, once they're having a meeting on Wednesday, and once the accountant will be involved in that, and they'll release the information there. Obviously, they're stating that you know, that no one's getting paid. and that the money is used to provide a service which, Mark, is of great value to a lot of people. I mean, it's they're doing work that, you know, the HSE is not doing.
No, I've no dispute about the service, Greg. It's a fantastic service. But so things are changing, and the Alf McGavin has come on stream now, and I think there might be a bit less demand than there was even 5 years ago for that. And as Alton and Gavin comes on further in stream, there'll be hopefully that will provide patients in Donegal more services, and they won't have that arduous trek down to Galway. But I've no dispute that Good and New are providing a great service to patients, bring them down to Galway. All we're saying is, look, you've raised nearly €1 million in 2 years. Can you provide some details on where that money is going?
An inquest has heard that the grandmother knew something terrible had happened to her daughter and grandsons when she arrived at their house in Cavan and saw a note pinned to the door. Clodagh Hall and her three boys were murdered by their dad, Alan, who then took his own life last year. Stephanie Grogan has more details.
Clodagh Hall's mother, Mary Call, became upset as her evidence was read to the inquest about the morning she called to her daughter's home in Cavan. She said there was a note pinned to the back door saying, please don't come in, please call the Gardaí. She said she knew something was wrong and she went into the next door neighbour and said she thought Alan had killed them all. The Gardaí arrived soon after and the bodies of Clodagh, her three boys and their dad Alan were found inside. A sealed three-page letter and a loose A4 page written by Alan Hall were on the kitchen table. The deputy state pathologist, Dr. Michael Curtis, told the inquest, Clodagh died from axe and stab wounds and the three boys died from stab wounds. Clodagh and the two older boys had what appeared to be defensive injuries on their bodies. The inquest heard Alan Haw took his own life and had no alcohol or no drugs in his system. The hearing is now adjourned for the day and will resume tomorrow morning. Stephanie Grogan in Cavan.
The PSNI are continuing their investigations into an assault on two young men in Strabane on Saturday night. The two men were left with serious injuries after being attacked by up to nine people in the town centre. Anne Conahan is the aunt of one of the two. She spoke to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show.
They're not aware of who has done this attack. The police is involved now, trying to get camera footage, and the police has been on with me ongoing. But the policeman that was dealing with me yesterday, he was on a call in Castledairg, and he came back into the town, and there was several fights that night in the town. So they're trying to patch it all together. Was it these same people that was doing these attacks? There's rumours going around this, that, and on, but I wouldn't say nothing.
Something like this has to have an emotional impact as well, and completely unprovoked, completely out of the blue. And it's just actually heartbreaking that they've had to go through this.
It's totally heartbreaking. And last night, I also was in Alton McGalvin with my own father. Now, who is an 84-year-old man with a lot of little health issues. And we went to the ambulance. We had out of our call doctor to home. We went to Alton McGalvin by ambulance. I went in the ambulance with my father. The ambulance crew had to stay 4 hours with my father. So that means those ambulance was off the road. Connell was taking a bed upstairs in Ward 8, where if this incident didn't happen, that bed would have been freed. And how many other beds were taken up with incidents in other towns and whatever.
Interesting point, yeah, interesting point.
My father is still an A&E. He's now got a bed, but he's not got to a ward yet.
The British Prime Minister says EU citizens living in the UK will have their rights enshrined in law after Brexit. Theresa May has also told MPs they will try to sign trade deals despite being bound by European rules for around 2 years. The UK leader has been speaking in the Commons after being told Britain can move on to the next stage of talks.
Since my Lancaster House speech in January, we have triggered Article 50 and begun and closed negotiations on the first phase. We have done what many said could not be done, demonstrating what can be achieved with commitment and perseverance on both sides.
A Sligo Leitrim South Donegal TD says people should be allowed to drive after drinking two alcoholic drinks. The new road traffic bill would see those detected over the blood alcohol limit automatically disqualified, and it would impose a 3-month driving ban for those caught with a blood alcohol level of between 50 milligrams and 80 milligrams per 100 mil. Speaking to Ocean FM, Fianna Fáil Deputy Eamon Scanlon claims Ireland's drink driving laws are already strict enough.
One or two drinks, I don't think, genuinely, would put anybody, create a problem for most people. I don't think it would. But I think what we're doing is a bit excessive. Even as we are, the regulations in this country are way, way more excessive than they are in other European countries.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. The best place to get your hands on the new O'Neill's Donegal jersey this Christmas.
It's now 13 minutes past five, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Derry City have signed Northern Ireland under 21 striker Jamie McDonough. He arrives at the Brandywell, having impressed during a spell at Sligo Rovers towards the end of last season, helping Rovers avoid relegation. The Lisburn man also played in the Scottish Championship with Greenock Morton. Oldham manager Richie Wellens has described former Derry City man Patrick McIlhenny as the best player in the League of Ireland. The Latics boss has told the Manchester Evening News that they have spoken with the agent of the player whose contract at Dundalk expired at the end of the season. Wellens concedes there are other offers on the table for McIlhenny, with Blackburn and Doncaster also said to be interested. Oldham is currently home to both Jack Byrne and former Sligo striker Owen Doyle. Cross Channel, Everton will climb to ninth place in the Premier League table if they avoid defeat to bottom club Swansea at Goodison Park tonight. The Toffees have had a resurgence under new manager Sam Allardyce. They have collected 10 points from the last four top flight games and have conceded just once. Allardyce says it has been an important run.
It's put the club in a pretty stable position very quickly that allows me to think a little bigger than perhaps when I first come in, think a little bit more about sustaining our position in the top half, about improving the players.
Well, Swansea have lost the last five games on the road, but a win tonight will lift them off the foot of the table. Manager Paul Clement is hoping to end the first half of the season on the front foot.
We have two games, 6 points available before the turn into the second half of the season, starting with Everton and then a very important game against Crystal Palace at home. Stay in touch, don't get set adrift. That's going to help with confidence. We know we need to play better as a group. And then, you know, we're close to getting into January then, and hopefully we can do a couple of things that will help us.
Kick-off time to that game tonight is at 8 o'clock. West Ham midfielder Emmanuel Lanzini is facing a two-game ban because of diving. He was charged after winning a penalty in the Premier League one at Stoke on Saturday and has until tomorrow evening to appeal. Police are investigating a hate crime against Raheem Sterling. It is alleged the 23-year-old was kicked and racially abused at Manchester City's training ground before Saturday's Premier League one over at Tottenham. He went on to score twice in the 4-1 victory. And Crystal Palace midfielder Jason Puncheon has been charged with assault and possession of a weapon. He was absent from Palace's victory over Leicester on Saturday, but was arrested in the early hours of Sunday morning, released on bail, and is due to appear in court on the 5th of January. Loretto Community School in Milford won the Ulster Schools Arthur's Cup today. Their under-16 boys team beat fellow Donegal side Pobl Scull Gwydor by 6 points at the Centre of Excellence in Convoy. It finished 1-9 to 1-3 in favour of Milford, with Kyle McFadden, Johnny McGrody, Rory O'Donnell and Kieran Moore all playing well in the victory. McFadden scored Milford's goal, while McGrody was the top scorer. And darts, Derry's world number four Darrell Gurney gets his campaign underway tonight at the World Championships in London. Dan Dawson has a preview at Alexandra Palace.
The man from Derry won the Grand Prix in October and has firmly established himself in the game's elite this year. The rankings suggest he should make the semi-finals of this year's William Hill World Championship, but it is a tricky opener against Belgium's Ronnie Huybrechts. Mensur Suljovic also won his first major title this year, the Champions League of Darts, and the Austrian has got the veteran Kevin Painter in his opener. It was a night of shocks last night, with world numbers 8 and 11, Dave Chisnell and James Wade, both failing to get past round one.
Stephen Maguire of Strabane was awarded the Coach of the Year Award, along with fellow Great Britain coaches Ben Blomqvist and Christian Malcolm, on Sunday night at the BBC Awards. The trio led Great Britain's 4x100m men's team to gold at this year's World Championships. Speaking to Highland earlier today, Stephen discussed the unexpected moment when their names was called out.
It was a proud moment. It was an unexpected moment. And, being honest, I always thought these things, somebody would get a heads up if they've done anything, but we didn't know at all, so it was very unexpected, but, surprised when you heard the other names that were read out as well, and, that were in the running for the award, so I delighted with it, being honest.
Yeah, and I suppose when you look back in your career, Stephen, and the amount of events that you've been involved in over the years and at international level, from grassroots right the whole way up to international level, a lot of the hard work that you put in those early days is all paid off now when you get recognition from particularly the BBC and the sporting community there.
That's probably, you know, probably the big one. I think as coaches, you know, you don't really, you know, you're there, you're working for athletes or, you know, whoever's in the team or whatever, and you kind of don't expect anything. And certainly my philosophy would be always to be in the background. So, you know, on one end of things, it's a wee bit uncomfortable just with it. But on the other end of things, obviously, it's very, you know, it's very exciting and proud as well that, you know, that we are recognised and that people sort of have recognised of the enormity of what the team did last year.
In boxing, 8 Donegal fighters are in Ulster Open 9 County Championship finals tonight at the Falls Leisure Centre in Belfast, Liam McMonagall, Tom Doherty and Owen McGurl, Oliver Foe, Oisin Wallace and Senan Jackson of Dunfanaghy, Andrew Cunningham and Oisin Devlin from Cairn Donagh, and Ryan Ward Mulryan from Convoy will all see action tonight and hope for medals and titles. Finally, in cricket, Australia regained the Ashes. They beat England in the third test in Perth to wrap up the series with two matches to spare. England have only won the Ashes once down under in 30 years. More sport tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. A helpline for patients of University Hospital Kerry has extended its opening hours until 10 p.m. for the next three nights. It's after three cases of cancer weren't spotted in July and August by a doctor who has since left the hospital. 46,000 files belonging to over 26,000 patients are being reviewed by the hospital. Juliette Gash reports.
The number for the helpline is 1-800-742-900.
Claire O'Brien is clinical director of University Hospital Kerry. She says the hospital has traced the errors last summer to one medic who's no longer working at the hospital. But the HSC says it can't definitively say whether they're still working in Ireland. It's a stressful time for anyone who had a scan during the period in question of March last year to July this year. Stephen McMahon is from the Irish Patients Association.
When these sort of events happen, it creates a huge stress and strain on patients while they're waiting to get the all clear.
The hospital says the review will be finished in 8 to 10 weeks and anyone affected will be contacted by them. Claire O'Brien says the hospital will take heed of any lessons to be learned.
Processes will take place after this to see if there's any lessons we need to learn from this so that something like this will not happen again.
And for weather now, it will continue dry this evening with mist and fog patches developing. Winds light to moderate southerly in direction. And temperatures will rise overnight to between 9 and 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the chairperson of the Gate and New charity shop in Letterkenny says every cent which has been donated is receipted and banked, and that can be verified by their accountant and by revenue. Eamon McDevitt was speaking after the Sunday Times revealed that the charity received over €400,000 more than it spent in the last 2 years. The Housing Minister is due to visit Donegal this evening to meet with the MICA Action Group and homeowners affected by the defective block issue. Damien English will arrive at the Public Service Centre in Cairn Donagh this evening at 8:30, and the MICA Action Group are encouraging all homeowners who have been affected to attend. The full capacity protocol has been implemented at Letterkenny University Hospital. There were 35 people awaiting inpatient admission at the hospital this morning. Of those, 22 were waiting in the hospital's emergency department. The PSNI are continuing their investigations into an assault on two young men in Strabane on Saturday night. The two men were left with serious injuries after being attacked by up to 9 people in the town centre. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December the 18th. The death has occurred of George Bonner of Australia and formerly of Meanmore, Dunloe. His remains will be reposing in Miglin's funeral home tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Columbus Church Acres for funeral mass at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Mae McCall at her daughter Margaret O'Dwyer's residence, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at Ballymaleel. Family time from 10 o'clock. Removal from there Wednesday morning at 9:15, going to St Eunice Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards to the family plot at Cornwall Cemetery. The sudden death has occurred of David Madden, Ardvalley, Ardraw. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow evening to arrive at the Church of the Holy Family, Ardraw, for 7 o'clock. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballagh, County Mayo. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Pieta House, care of James McGuinness and Sons, funeral directors, Glenties. The death has occurred in St Luke's Hospital, Dublin, of Dennis McGeehan, Conyborough Road, Lifford, and formerly 208 Corky Manor, Cunningham. Remains are reposing at his sister Bernadette Lafferty's home in Ballynabreen, Ballindrate, from 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Dromahol. Interment to the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to Colm McDade and Sons, funeral directors. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Brenda Boyle, née Gallagher, Ireland's Burton Port and formerly Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Columba's Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family time only from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and also private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. Member Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has occurred in Trinity House Care Home, Garva, of Mary Jane Williamson, May, née Joseph, formerly of Cooney Road, Kilmore. Funeral service in Knowhead Presbyterian Church tomorrow, followed by burial in Muff Parish Church Burial Ground. Visitors welcome to Adara Neely's 10 to 12 Foy Road this evening between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to either Trinity House Residence Comfort Fund, care of Trinity House, 15 Kilray Road, Garva, Coleraine, or Knowhead Presbyterian Church, care of Mrs. Hilary Smith, Ishkaheen, Muff. The death has taken place at Altnagalvin Hospital of Billy Lindsay, 313 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight. The sudden death has occurred in Beaumont Hospital, Dublin, of Mary Rose O'Malley, née Murphy, Rahan Creve Smith, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to Newleck Cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Richmond ICU ward, Beaumont Hospital, care of any family member or Colm McDade and Son, funeral directors, Old Town, Letterkenny. The death has occurred of Carmel Crawford, 317 Ardbeathen, St Johnston. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnston, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has occurred in Letterkenny University Hospital of Mary Heron, Dunmore Carrigans. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Dunmore. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnston, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.